This is Kim Dumain, Dr. Peeble's free message, A Fresh Start, January 2nd, 2026. God bless you, Dr. Peebles. Here it is, a joy and a blessing once more. Happy New Year to all you dear souls on the planet Earth. For you are indeed so courageous to live your lives in such an environment, but it offers you such many gifts that at times you're not able to see. Now, even though many of you, of course, are celebrating the start of a new year, we remind you that there are new beginnings not just every single day, but every moment you are creating, every moment you have opportunities in front of you. Unfortunately, many of you are not always able to realize, not always able to see the possibilities that are there in front of you. And so having a fresh start is difficult, especially if you are still dragging along the last year or the day before, or yes, indeed, even at times, lifetimes before, you have dragged forward into current time, current space. More and more, we would hope that each of you would make it your daily intention and mantra to live more fully in the present moment, no longer allowing what happened yesterday, the week before, the year before, or even 5 minutes before to control, yes, your energy, your emotions, and what you are choosing, of course, to create with a power that you can harness, that you can project right here and now. You are not always seeing the wondrous, wondrous opportunities in front of you. They are there, dear friends. More and more, we are wanting to help you see what you are capable of enjoying, what you can experience indeed with new gusto, with new enthusiasm, to bring you not only the growth that you had desired by entering into this incarnation, but also the joy, the love. There is no limit there at all, dear friend. But you have indeed been controlled and trained and told, oh, you can only have this much, if any at all. We want you to remind yourselves not only to live in the moment, but that there are bounties and bounties of wondrous things for you to have in your life. You must firmly believe. You must allow yourself the faith, indeed, to venture out into the unknown, to take more risks, in that you are proving to yourself of what is possible, of what you can create, not allowing other people's situations around you to determine how you think, how you feel, and ultimately the reality that you will have created. For it is truly you, dear friends. And as you start to see this, as you start to allow more and more of your soul to be integrated into the current human experience, you will change your destiny. You will start to allow things into your life that you may not ever have even imagined, that you may not even have thought possible. But that is there. So many have already done that. Would you like to do the same? We would hope that you would try. We would hope that you would dare to believe. We would hope that you would open yourself to those infinite possibilities indeed. Now, many would think this is, well, just a fairy tale, and the reality of life is harsh. The reality of life is not as optimistic as some would choose to believe, that you must face the facts of everyday life. Well, why would you think like that? Why would you not try, indeed, to draw into your experience more joy, more abundance, more stimulation, more excitement? Your lives here on Earth were meant to be challenging, of course, for that is how you are growing. But it can be a very, very enjoyable challenge, so that you are growing, you are learning, you are sharing who you are. You are indeed allowing the wisdom of your soul to flow more readily into you. You are starting more and more to remember who you are, the powers that are there within you. Now, of course, you can choose not to do any of this and continue to suffer, continue to struggle. But why would you when you have a choice? So we are offering you that choice. Can't make you do it. No one can. We are not here to control, to manipulate, to convince you of anything, dear friends, but just to give you that chance to try different things, to venture out into this world of possibilities, and to know that there is much awaiting you, that at times the human mind and ego will not let you see, that will not let you understand. But when you say, I'm no longer choosing to think or believe like that, you are opening up vast vistas in front of yourself. Different paths, different roads, different people will start to appear in your life. And we do think you will find it quite delightful. Now, of course, as part of the human experience, some of you will find it fearful. Oh, I don't know what's going to happen. What if my life gets worse? Well, dear friends, you will handle it, but what if it gets better? And indeed, who is the one who will make it better or worse? Dear friends, it is always going to be you. Now, at times, you will justify what you have attracted in your experience and say, they made it happen. It's their fault. No, it's this or that. No, no. It is always going to be you. And the sooner that you can come to that understanding, the better you will be, for you will move into the ultimate power of creation that lies there within your souls. The mind at times can trick you, dear friends. We understand that. But as you test out reality, as you begin to say, I want a different start. I want something fresh and beautiful, fulfilling. That will become your reality. But you must decide that for yourself. You must say, I'm not going to just settle anymore for what others have told me is possible, or what my culture has told me, or indeed what my training, what my gender, anything such as that, my dear. Do not settle for that. Push beyond the perceived boundaries. They are an illusion. They are not real to begin with. There is no boundary. It is an illusion. And the sooner you can accept that, the more you will start to be able to create the magnificence that your soul wishes to show you. You are indeed creators. We cannot say that enough. If you allow yourself to think or believe that you are victims, you are not going to be happy. You will suffer needlessly. Now, we're not saying that pain cannot teach you, for it can. But more and more, learn from joy. Learn from love. Yes, challenge yourself. Yes, at times you will make mistakes. At times you will find situations not to your liking. But even that, with the right attitude, you will grow. You will shift your energy. You will raise your vibration to new heights. And isn't that why you are here? To change the energies first within yourself and then those around you? Each of you are here indeed to grow, but you are also to help your brothers and sisters and all living beings on the planet to grow as well. Start to recognize the power that is growing within you. Start indeed to nourish it, to nurture it so much that there will no longer be the doubts and fears that could hold you back. You have reached a time in Earth's history where too many have fallen down and become discouraged. Be one of those way showers again, first for your own soul's path, and then to share, to help others onto the same path. And together you will grow. Together you will be able to change this world from chaos, from fear, from turbulence, to joy, to love, to united energy of God. For that is what you are at your core, dear friends. We stand by you as always to remind you that every moment is indeed that fresh start. No matter what has happened yesterday, what does it matter what has happened before, you indeed can start fresh as the beautiful and powerful creators you are. Do not forget that. But continue, even if you fall down, to dust your bum off. Get up once more. And try again. The strength is there, and indeed it is growing stronger within you if you will allow it. Believe in yourselves, dear ones. Know that the power's there for you to indeed align with, to focus on. And then you will start to see the benefits. You will start to see the joy and all the beautiful things in life that are waiting for you. And we do love you. God bless you indeed.